Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninian M. Hansing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. More report from our correspondent.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Akashvani website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Akashvani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. He also chaired the meeting yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conference, he had insightful discussions on various issues relating to governance and reforms. The three-day conference, which began on Friday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. The conference focuses on the theme Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. In the special series Year of Reforms, today our correspondent brings a report on India's progress in the infrastructure sector in 2025.
The year 2025 marks a defining chapter in India's development journey with a transformative progress across every dimensions of infrastructure, rail, road, aviation, maritime and digital. The government's capital investment outlay for infrastructure has surged to over 11 lakh crore rupees in 2025-26, accounting for 3.1% of GDP. In 2025, railway development marked several historic milestones. For the first time, Mizoram was connected to the national railway network, fulfilling a long-standing demand and significantly improving connectivity for the Northeast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had said that this is not merely a railway connection, but a lifeline of transformation for the people of Mizoram.
Now, for the first time, Serang in Mizoram will be connected directly with Delhi by the Rajdhani Express. This is not just a railway connection, but it is a lifeline of transformation.
The metro network in the country grew from over 240 kilometers in 2014 to more than 1,000 kilometers by 2025, making it the world's third largest metro system. On the aviation front, the country has emerged as the world's third largest domestic aviation market as the number of airports increased from 74 in 2014 to 163 in 2025. Meanwhile, the national highway network land in the country has grown for over 1,32,000 kilometers in March 2019 to more than 1,46,000 kilometers as of today. This development has reinforced infrastructure as a key driver of economic expansion and national integration in 2025. Asanyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday hit out at the Congress, alleging that the party had included the name of Mahatma Gandhi in National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005 only for electoral gains. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan said Congress party had repeatedly reduced the MNREGA budget. He said under the Viksit Bharat G. Ram G. scheme, it has been decided that decisions will no longer be made in Delhi but at the village level. He said Gram Panchayats will sit together and prepare their own development plans. The minister said under this scheme, employment has not been reduced but further strengthened. He emphasized that the number of guaranteed workdays has been increased from 100 to 125 days. Mr. Chauhan also highlighted that there is a provision for unemployment allowance in the new act if work is not provided within the stipulated time. He said that the powers of the Gram Sabha and Panchayats are being further strengthened and not weakened. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that the new act makes social audits mandatory and places special focus on the active participation of women, self-help groups and the community. As part of its ongoing social responsibility and community welfare initiatives, Assam Rifles has undertaken several developmental projects across Nagaland under Operation Sadbhavna, reaffirming its commitment to improving the quality of life in remote and underserved areas. Assam Rifles yesterday inaugurated a newly constructed water storage tank at Mengujuma village in Kohima district. In another initiative for the 2025-26 financial year, Assam Rifles constructed a 25,000-litre water storage tank at Mitalep village. These initiatives aim to address a long-standing issue of water scarcity faced by the community while ensuring safe drinking water and improved health and hygiene for residents. Meanwhile, extending its civic action programs to Eastern Nagaland, Assam Rifles distributed 20 solar lights to villagers of Changalangshu and Wangti in Mon district to help mitigate challenges arising from limited access to electricity. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.